Good afternoon and welcome. We are so happy that you are with us today. Let's hear it again for our spirit squads and our Razorback band. We appreciate them being with us today. It is an exciting time across Razorback Nation today as we enter a new era in Razorback basketball. We're so glad that all of you are here with us inside the arena today. We welcome those of you who are watching. We welcome those of you who are listening today. We are pleased to be joined by several special guests today, and that includes members of our Board of Trustees, and I'd like to recognize them. If you would hold your applause until all have been introduced, I'd like to welcome Ed Fryer, who is here today. Mark Waldrop and his wife Angela are with us. Morrill Harriman is here today. Steve Cox, Kelly Eichler, and Dr. Stephen Broughton are with us today. We welcome you and thank you for your service. Chancellor Steinmetz sends his regrets. He could not be with us today, but he did ask that a statement on his behalf be read, and I'll do that now. Chancellor Steinmetz says, I applaud Vice Chancellor and Director of Athletics Hunter Yurecek on the process to identify and ultimately select Coach Eric Musselman as the next Razorbacks men's basketball coach. The process was rigorous and thorough. I had the opportunity to speak to Coach Musselman a few days ago, and I am confident that he will be a great leader for our basketball team and contribute to the players' growth as athletes as well as successful students. And again, that is on behalf of our Chancellor, Joe Steinmetz. This time, I'd like to welcome to the podium our Vice Chancellor and Director of Athletics, Hunter Yurecek. He has been a busy man, as you might imagine. Hunter, I knew when I saw your tweet with the red smoke rising from Bud Walton Arena that we had our man and you were headed home. We're glad you're here. Please welcome Hunter Yurecek.
Well, thank you, Chuck, and I assure you it is great to be home, and it is indeed another great day to be an Arkansas Razorback, is it not? Yeah. I'm excited that each of you are here with us today as we welcome our new head men's basketball coach and his family to the University of Arkansas. I look forward to introducing you to Coach Musselman and his family in a few minutes. But before I do, I want to take an opportunity to say some much-needed thank yous. I'd be remiss if I did not start by thanking someone that I have a tremendous amount of respect for, and I want to acknowledge again here today for the 25 years he served this university as an assistant and head coach and the investment he made in shaping young men. To Mike and Marcita Anderson, thank you for all you have given to this program and to this state and the way you represented the University of Arkansas. And to these young men sitting here on the front row, if you guys will all stand up and turn around. And over the past 10 days, as I've led this search, there were several people who assisted me along the way. To our system president, Dr. Don Bobbitt, our university chancellor, Joe Steinmetz, and to our board of trustees, in particular, our chairman, Mr. John Goodson, who's not able to be with us today, and to the chair of the athletic committee, Dr. Stephen Broughton. Stephen, if you'll please stand up. I want to acknowledge our Deputy AD and Sport Administrator for Men's Basketball, John Fack. John, if you'll stand up, please. John and I have been attached at the hip for the better part of the last 10 days, either by the hip or by the ear, one way or the other. And I want to thank John's wife, Amanda, for allowing him to spend so much time with me over the last 10 days. I don't think Amanda's here, is she, John? I want to thank our entire athletic department staff, our head coaches that are here, for allowing me to do this search. Will you guys all stand up? Guys and gals, our head coaches, please. And I certainly have to thank my family, my son Ryan and my wife Jennifer. I have not been present, and when I have been present, I haven't been mentally present in our house. So Jennifer, you'll stand up, please. Did I get you those roses? No. You know what I got her? You know what she took the opportunity to do during this search? She went out last week and got a new puppy. How about that? It's the last time I do a coaching search. I can tell you, as I talked to several coaches around the nation about this opportunity, it truly reaffirmed in my mind what I already knew about this basketball program. It's one of the top basketball programs in the SEC, and it's a top 20 program nationally. And I know for many of us in the Razorback Nation, coaching searches can sometimes last a lot longer than you would prefer. There's a great deal of passion and speculation and debate and anticipation, and that can add up to a time that seems like an eternity in these search processes. But for me, this was not a race to the finish line, but rather it was imperative that we took not only the time to find a great basketball coach, but also to identify a coach who truly wanted to be here and one who truly understands what we are about in this state and the expectations we all collectively share for our men's basketball program. From the first time I spoke with Coach Musselman, he made it clear to me that he and his family wanted to be here at the University of Arkansas. They wanted to be a part of the tradition that is Arkansas basketball. It didn't take long during our initial visit on the phone to understand he has a lifelong passion for basketball. He was born into a basketball family, as his father was also a college and professional coach. He has a passion for teaching the game of basketball. He has a passion for helping young men develop on and off the court, and he has a passion for winning. And as you get a chance to learn about him for the first time today, you'll see all those traits that I've had a chance to learn about him during this search process, and some more, like he's high energy. Watch out, Chad Morris. He has a basketball IQ that is off the charts. He utilizes statistics and analytics like no other coach I've seen to develop individuals and build a cohesive team. Most of all, he has a plan for the University of Arkansas and how our basketball program can be elite. And lastly, he and his family are so excited to be joining the Arkansas Razorback family.
All right, Razorback fans, let's stand up and call those Hogs. Walton Arena, joined by his two sons, Michael and Matthew, his daughter, Mariah, and his wife, Danielle, the head coach of your Arkansas Razorbacks, Eric Musselman.
Well, I was listening to Hunter talk, and he mentioned he wanted a coach that really wanted to be here. And after our first phone call, I put the phone down and told my wife I was going for a 5-mile run, and I sprinted out of the house. That's how excited I was with getting that initial phone call. As a family, there's a lot of people that we would like to thank. starting off with Chancellor Steinmetz and Hunter, because of the way that the process was handled, and both giving us the ability to sell our vision of what we want to happen with Arkansas Razorback basketball. We'd also like to thank, as a family, the entire administration at the University of Nevada, who gave us a great opportunity there, and most importantly, the players that I had there for 4 years and bought into our vision and believed in what we were selling, much like we hope that all these young guys will buy into what we start with them when we hit the floor here very, very soon. I would also like to thank my wife, Danielle, Mariah, and Michael and Matthew, my two sons, for their support through all of this, because when you get a phone call and then you wait and then you get another phone call, it's stressful, more so on your family than anybody else. And so thank you to all four of you for being patient and believing that this was going to happen. The Arkansas tradition, you know, like, why is this job so appealing to so many coaches across the country? Just the tradition of this program is absolutely incredible. National championship, and you look back at the coaches from Eddie Sutton to Nolan Richardson. It's got an incredible history, and I've been really fortunate in the last 24 hours to be able to connect with some guys that I've known in the past and some that I just met. I talked to Patrick Beverly last night, and Corliss Williamson and I were exchanging text messages. Tony Brown, who played here, sent me a great text message, and last night I got a great chance to talk to Corey Beck. I didn't know if Corey would pick up the phone. I called him at about 1:15 and hadn't talked to Corey in probably 15 or 20 years, and he picked up the phone, and we had a long conversation, and then we continued to text later into the night. But just the tradition, I can't wait to coach, to call a timeout on Nolan Richardson floor, being an assistant coach at LSU and playing in this arena and feeling the passion of the fans here is second to none. And you know what? We need you guys. We really do. We need the fans, and we're going to give you an incredible amount of effort, energy, and enthusiasm when we play. And hopefully our brand, our style of play, we like to call it pace and space. Hopefully it'll be something that you guys really, really enjoy to watch. We feel like it's a cosmetically pleasing style of play, and the players really enjoy it. Having said all that, we are so excited as a family. Last night, the guys and I got to sit around for a little bit and talk, and we can't wait to get started. We got a long summer ahead, and then come November, hopefully we'll be a product that's going to win a lot of basketball games, and we have a goal of making the NCAA tournament, and that's something that we should strive for every year. And once you get in that thing, anything can happen, and that's certainly what we're going to look and talk about on a daily basis. Having said all that, thanks. We cannot wait to get started. Thank you very much.
Now, Coach is going to be involved in a press conference in just a bit in the back, so we thought we would have an opportunity perhaps for all of you to do a little Q&A with Coach before he goes into the back of the arena. And I'm interested first, and I think our fans would be as well. You're a basketball lifer. Your dad was an NBA coach. He was a collegiate coach as well. Could you just talk about your mentors, the people you learned the game from?
Well, I've been really lucky to be around a lot of great mentors, starting obviously with my dad. But got my start in the NBA with Chuck Daly, who's a Hall of Fame coach, was, in my opinion, the greatest coach maybe ever, and spent some time with him, and then got to work with Doc Rivers. And it's so interesting, with each coach that you work for, you work under, you pick up something different. And Chuck Daly was a master at getting along with the players and getting them to buy into a system. And Doc Rivers was a master at pregame motivation. And then I've been around Lon Kruger, Mike Fratello. Mike Fratello is the greatest defensive coach that I've ever been around. Spent time with Hubie Brown. So just been around so many great coaches and picked their brains and learned so much. And then I've worked as an assistant coach with other people as well. Tommy Thibodeau and I were assistant coaches together with the Timberwolves. Scotty Brooks and I worked together when I was the head coach of the Sacramento Kings. David Fizdale worked with me with the Golden State Warriors, who's now the New York Knicks head coach. So I've just been around a lot of great basketball minds.
You've been around a lot of basketball players, too, at a lot of different levels. How does that prepare you for the position you find yourself in now?
Well, I think that with all of our student athletes, they all have aspirations to play beyond college. And when you've coached at the different places that I have, whether it be in Europe, the G League, the NBA, I've been in all those different scenarios, and I think it's going to really help our guys. For instance, I've been in draft rooms, and so I'm going to be able to let them know what a draft process is like and try to educate them on some of the questions that they might be hit with if they're fortunate enough to be a potential draft pick. So I think that there's just so many different areas. If a player is fortunate enough to go get a job overseas, I'll have the ability to try to decipher if Greece is a better country to play in than another country, and which countries pay on time. And so there's so many things and factors that we feel like we can help our guys with.
When you went to Nevada, you had a culture to change. They'd not had a lot of success. Then you had a great deal of success. Could you talk about how you did that?
Well, really, it starts with the bond and the chemistry that the coaching staff has with players. And we talked over and over and over about how we had to be the hardest playing team in college basketball. And it's so important that student athletes understand, like, you've got to gain respect of referees, you've got to gain the respect of the opposing team, you've got to gain the respect of opposing players, you've got to gain the respect of your boosters and your alumni, and you do that by playing for 40 minutes. And that's was our central theme at Nevada, was every night play for 40 minutes with great intensity, enthusiasm, and energy.
Offensive style, what do you like to do?
Well, I know what our players like to do. They like to shoot a lot of threes. Mm-hmm. We call it pace and space. We like to shoot threes, and the analytics will tell you shooting threes and getting to the free throw line are really important, and that those are two things that we'll work on in our skill development, is not only just shooting the ball from long distance, but then when you get hard, long closeouts, the ability to break people down and get to the foul line and score at the rim. And so those are some of the things that we like to do offensively with our guys. And because there's so much freedom, there's not a lot of freedom at the defensive end. They'll be extremely structured on what we want to do defensively, but they'll have a lot of freedom offensively, and I think these guys will want to play in that type of system.
You talked about using analytics. I think it'd be fair to say you're a numbers guy in reading your background. How do you incorporate that in daily? Are there certain numbers you watch for in every ball game, for example?
Well, there are certain numbers that we'll try to help motivate our guys individually. I think, you know, it's one of the philosophies that I brought from the NBA level, is NBA players are motivated by numbers. And we will talk to guys. If a guy's close to a double-double, I'll let him know, like, you're one rebound short of a double-double. And I know for some guys that have not been at that next level, they're kind of like, that doesn't happen. You only talk about team stuff. But along with achieving individual success, your team's going to have success. And the whole analytics thing came, I was really lucky to live close to Billy Bean in Danville, California, who's with the Oakland A's, and had the ability to pick his brain, and then have tried to figure out how we can kind of flip that to basketball from what baseball does.
And finally, there is an Arkansas connection, I'm told. Your wife, Danielle, has Arkansas connections in Magnolia, is that right?
She does. Her father is from Magnolia, and so she has a lot of friends and family from the area, and she's pretty excited about being here, I can tell you that.
Well, we're delighted all of you are here. Let's hear it again for our coach, Coach Eric Musselman.